I watched a movie recently that made quite an impact on me. One of the characters in the movie was James Earl Jones. So if you can envision his deep, booming voice saying the words that made such an impact, and that really started me thinking about some deep spiritual matters, I will share that in the movie he was a master sergeant, and he was quite big, and his voice was quite large. And any time that he wanted to move toward an object of his desire, whatever it may be, he would make a statement, and he commanded respect, not just by his position, but also by his confidence, by the manner in which he said the words. So as he came to a place where he needed people to get out of his way, he would stand there and he would say, "Make a hole, make it wide, make a hole, make it wide," and people would move away, giving him room to move toward his desired object. With each stride, he would say those words, "Make a hole, make it wide." It left an impression on me, an impression about our words and moving towards things that we desire. How do we approach that? Do we say, "Please get out of my way," or, "Hey, I need you to move, please"? Or if we look at something and there's barriers or there's objects, do we just shrink back and allow those barriers to remain without putting up any kind of force at all, any type of offense? I've thought about that, and I thought about where I want to go in my own life. And there's so many barriers to the end result of what I would like to accomplish. So as I heard those words, and they rang in my ears for days after I watched the movie. All of the rest of the movie, that was just background. I watched that movie for a specific purpose, and I know this now. I know that I was led to watch that particular movie so I could hear those words, just a few words out of the whole 2-hour movie that really made an impact and really made an impression and taught me a lesson about moving forward. That whenever something comes in my way, whenever that barrier is standing there, blocking the way for me to get to where I desire to be, I need to approach it with confidence. I need to approach it standing tall and demanding respect, demanding attention. With that attitude, make a hole, make it wide, make a hole, make it wide, so that there is nothing standing between me and source energy. There's nothing standing between me and the path that I am here to walk in this lifetime. All of our paths that we have chosen as human beings are right in front of us, but sometimes there's a blockage. Sometimes we can't see clearly. So we ask the psychics, we ask the mentors, we ask our teachers, what am I supposed to do? What am I here for? What's my path? And if we choose a wise mentor, if we choose someone who is really in touch with source energy, who really understands what this life, living in a human body, is all about, who understands the spiritual aspect of everything coming from a higher place, always making your motivation to be, first of all, a closer walk with God, a closer walk as the spirit that you are, not necessarily the human being that you are. If we are lucky and fortunate enough to find that mentor, that one that can help us to open our eyes to what is real, and open our minds and use our confidence to move things out of our way. We don't have to ask pretty please. We don't have to beg people to move out of our way. We just come from that space inside of us that knows who we are and states with confidence, make a hole, make it wide.